Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. As we go into the period of Shovavim, it behooves us to be mischazek in the inyanim that are connected to Shovavim. And we know that's inyani kedusha. So we are going to start a series of shirim b'li neder b'siyata d'shmaya. And these inyanim should be a schus, all of these shirim, for my sweet friend, Rabbi Ephraim Abim and Miriam Shoshana, for him and his whole family, the Baracha Batzlacha Uchama Sayyidayim, and for Avraham Yitzchak Ben Esther, and Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, and Moshe Ben Peshadina, and all of the good Yidden, whom I love so much, that includes millions, but those who I know and love particularly. So we're going to be basing these Shiurim, at least some of them, B'li Neder, on the Sefer Gan Na'ul, was written by a nice Sfaradi Chacham, Rav Yaakov Levi, and it's written in the Derech of the Sfarim of our time, with the halachas in the top and the footnotes in the bottom expanding. So we'll learn together B'siyata D'Shmaya, and we will both know the halachas and also be mischazik in keeping them. Asur li'ish l'stakal al noshim. Lefi agdarim sheyizbaru beperek shelefaneinu, for davar ze ofen gadol hu, it is forbidden for a man to look at women, according to the categories that will be explained in this perek. And this is a big sin. Shegarim legufin shel arayos, it causes the actual sin of gilui arayos, or maybe lidei hirur, and it brings one to illicit thoughts. Ve'ol shenimsa nenem in arayos. Person's nene from Arias, which is terrible, and sometimes he's over on the Isser of Los Sachmod. So the Isser of Histaklus is on the man, but a woman who's Megala her goof is over in Lefnei Iver Los Sitein Michshol. And it's also a Maisa Pritzus, so she's Machshil, the man in the Aveir, and she's doing an act that's improper. It's not modest. So writes from Nassen Gishtetner, and his Lahoras Nassen Chelake, and Kuntras Mibadlet Samotzech. There he takes issue with Rav Moshe Feinstein, who is matir a woman to be legal some of her hair. Rav Nassen Gishtetner feels, he writes a long Kuntras, that a woman should cover all of her hair. And he adds that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch didn't write an Isser for a woman to go out the big day pretzus with immodest clothing, but we can learn it automatically from what the Shulchan Aruch writes, the Siman Kuf Tes Vav, Sif Dalit, that such a woman is allowed to be divorced and receives no ksuba. So obviously she's doing something wrong. And the reason is because everybody knew it wasn't something that you have to write in the Shulchan Aruch. It's something that's very commonly known. So it wasn't necessary for the Shulchan Aruch to write it. It says in the Torah, Los Asura Achorei Levavchem Achorei Neichem, Asher Atem Zonim Achoreihem. Rashi explains, Halev V'Hinayim Heim Miraglim Laguf Misarsin Lo Averus. How does sin begin? Sin begins with the heart and with the eyes. They're like Miraglim Los Asuru. They spy out the sin, and then the person goes ahead and commits the sin. Ha'ayin roe, the eye sees. Ha'lev chomed, the heart desires. And then the vaguf osa averus, the guf does the averus. In the Sefri we darshan, acharei nechem zuznus. Gemara darshans in brachos yid beizam and beiz, acharei nechem zehur avera. So we could say that the pshat is that mitoch estaklus asura, the person's going to come, chas v'shalom, to znus, to the actual mice of znus, or of hirur. And in the Machtes HaShekel, in Simon Chof Aleph, Sif Aleph, he learns from the Sifri that we quoted, acharei nechem znus, that it's talking about the Isser v'stakles. So it's not talking about the mice of znus, but the Isser v'stakles, acharei nechem, is going to lead to znus. So we learn from this pasuk that one is not allowed to look at women, and so paskins the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet. Rabbeinu Yonah in his Igeres HaTshuva in Os Mem Ches writes that Asur LaAdam Listakel BeEshesish, a man is not allowed to look at an Eshesish, and he brings it from the Pasuk of Lasurach Velevavchem Bechorei Nechem. So we have a Pasuk, and it's Paskin also Rabbeinu Bechai in the Sefer Kadakem Becherichnos, and Rabbeinu Yonah again in the Shari Tshuvin Shar Gimel Osamach Dalet, other Rishonim Nachronim, Kach Pasuk HaRambam, also in Surei Bia, Perek Chof Aleph Halacha Beis, Tur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Chof Aleph Sif Aleph. There's just a machlokes, whether it's Doraisa or not, when it's Doraisa, and that will be explained in Mirtz Hashem. The Chinuch, however, learns that the Lav of Los Esuru is not referring to Isser Histaklus, Ella, Al Shar Hevle Ha'olam, the other nonsense of the world. Somebody who is Rodef Achar Taivas Ha'olam, he's always looking for new tanugim, for new pleasures, he is over on Los Esuru. In the Gemara, in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf, is a Maisa with Rav Shimon Gamliel. He saw a beautiful Gentile woman, and he said, Marabu Masech Hashem, and Rabbi Akiva saw Ashes Turnus Rufus. The Gemara asks, how are they allowed to look? Ulistakule Mishari. Lo Yistakal Adam Bishanava Filu Pnuya Beishasisha Filu Mechoeres. So the Gemara learns from the Pasuk of Vinishmarti Mikol Davara not to look at women. So we see that the Isser Histaklus is learned from the Pasuk of Nishmarta Mikol Davara. Some people say it's only an Asmachta. Others say it's a Jerusha Gemura. If it's a Jerusha Gemura, then why did he two Psukim? What do you need to lose a Surah and Nishmarta Mikol Davara? So the Smak in Mitzvah Lamed writes that Lo Lasser Achara Ayin D'Chsiv Acharei Nechem B'Darsh Rav Hussein Uzuz Nus Shlei Stakel B'Nashim L'Shem Znus. So to look at a woman in a lustful way, that comes from Lo Sassur Acharei Levavchem B'Acharei Nechem. The end of Maseches Avodah Zarah, we learn Estakelus Nashim from the Pasuk of Nishmarta Mikol Davara, writes the Smak Sefer Mitzvah Kodin, Hahu Istaklus Nashim Shalol Shem Znus, Rak Neneb Istakla. He makes a chiluk. V'nishmarta Mikol Davar Ra is not a lustful way of looking, he's just, she's pretty, likes to look at her. And the Lo Sasuru is a lustful way that he's doing it L'Shem Znus. And the Medrash Rabbah says, V'yikra Parsha Chof Gimel Os Yud Beis Omer Shlokish Shalot Tomrish Kol Mishu Begufo Nikra Noif, Noif Bain of Nikra Noif, Shinemar Vayan Noif. Don't think you're just a Noif. One is just an adulterer if he does it beguf. No. Noif is Bain of Nikra Noif, Shinemar Vayan Noif. Even an Ayan can be Noif. In the Mabushe Mordechai, in Simon Vav, Os Beis, he brings from the Perish Eitz Yosef, who explains the Medrash that a filu Noif Bain of Shemistakel by Rais, Vizan Ain of a man is also a Noif. So a person's an adulterer, he didn't touch her, he just looked. That's already considered adultery. In the Talmud Yerushalmi, it's brought that the Aseres Hadibris are Remuzos B'Kriyat Shema, are alluded to in Kriyat Shema. Where do you get Los Sinaf? Don't be an adulterer. That's Keneged Los Surachorei Levavcha Mechorei Nechem. So you see, just looking is already... Lo sinaf. It's brought in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Samach Aleph, Siv Katan Aleph. In the Sefer Derech Pikudecha, and Mitzvah Losei Lamed Hei, Chelek Adibur Esvav. He also writes, Estaklus Beishas Avizrayu, it's an accessory of Lo sinaf. Brings a Maisa there. Zorah Kaddish, Parshas Kedoshim, he brings in the name of Rashbi. The pasuk about Tifnu El Elilim, I guess Rashbi brings in the name of Rashbi. But so many people are quoted, but this is the Rashbi himself. The pasuk about tifnu elelilim, don't turn to idols. That's an asar shle stakel the menashim shleiver lahar belayla. V'machin balo hero over veloheim asechel asasu lachem. He says this is like making a foreign god. You see in the Torah there's always a connection between avodah zara and arayis. So he learns from a different pasuk. This is sort of stakless. The Chida in his Sefer Chomos Anach and Parshas Kedoshim, after he brings the Zohar, he says it's alluded to in the Rashi Tevis, the Mila Tifnu. Tifnu is Al Tistaklu Pnei Nashim Ubigdeyem. So the Tuf of Tistaklu, the Pei of Pnei, the Nun of Nashim, and the Vav of Ubigdeyem, that's alluded to in Al Tifnu, Al Tifnu El Elilim. Histaklus pnu bepnuya is also aser. It's learned from an Ishmaratim called Davara, as we mentioned. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that it's only aser mitirei Kabbalah. He brings from the pasuk of Bris Karati Le'enai Maz Bonin Al Besula. I made a covenant with my eyes not to look at a Besula, at a Pnuya. Chida writes in the Sefer Kikar La'odin, in the name of the Arizal, that if a person doesn't do tshuva for this Avera, Mizgalgil Ba'of, Hanikra Ra, there's a certain oaf, certain bird that's called a Ra, that he becomes a Gilgul in that one, he was over on the battery. So writes the Peleyoet in Erech Arayis, and what's the nature of this oaf? Writes the Kaba Yasher in the name of the Arizal that the Oaf sees from far and he's Mamali Tavosu Buriyaso. So the person wants to Chas V'Shalom, he's Mistakel Barayas, he's Miskalgel in this Oaf. The Mishnah Brura and Siman Tav Kuf Aleph, the Bir Halacha, writes in the name of the Shla, in the name of the Sefer Chared, in the name of the Arizal, that anytime we find Segufim, that a person is supposed to afflict themselves for their Averis, that's only somebody who's not learning. Somebody who's Torasu Umnaso, V'yodea Das, V'yiras Hashem, Lo Yechlish Leis Batam Aluda. If you're a learner, keep learning, eat your meal, sleep your sleep, gotta keep learning. And Arizal writes, Yodea Das Hashem. Yodea Das V'Yiras Hashem. That means that he shouldn't have a tzad gaivan lashon hara v'srach gezel v'stakluz benashim. So, what that seems to mean is that if a person is a mstakel benashim, it doesn't help that he's Torah Somnasa. He's not Yodea Das V'Yiras Hashem. Yodea Das V'Yiras Hashem means that he doesn't have a tzad of gaiva. I don't know so many people like that. No Lashon Hara, not so many people like that. No Gezel, and no Estakel's Benashim. So it's mashma that person's Mestakel Benashim, he does need the Segufim, even if he's an Amo B'Torah. Chofetz Chaim writes in Shemir Salashin, people don't like to talk today about Onshim, Yerusha Onesh, but it's okay from time to time to learn about it. Hopefully it won't do any bad. Chavetz Chaim writes in Shmiras Lashon and Chelik Beis Perak Lamed, "Shadam Shlo Nizhar B'Chayiv Mikoach Hareiya Shlo, Vayehef Garetz Lahabit B'Mashan Sfer Torah." Person isn't careful about what he looks at. Lasid Lavu is going to be a Suma. He's not going to be able to look at Or Hashem. Chmana Litzlan. Person's Pogei Meinayim. It affects him in the real world. We said that it's Gorem Legufan Shel Arayis, causes Arayis. That's the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. Perek Dalet Alacha Dalet. He said, Oven Ze Gorem Lashon Rabbeinu Yonah in Shar Gimel O Samach Dalet in Shar Tshuva Shuzar Bezesh Lo Stakel Beish Yisishu V'Shar Arayas Pen Yugash Behem. You now look at these Arayas lest you stumble in them. So it's Mashma, the Ikar Staklus is not an Isser Atzmi, it's a Geder V'Siyok Shel Torah. So Rabbeinu Yonah holds that it's an Isser Daraisa. Some people learn in the Rambam it's also an Isser Daraisa, but it's not an Isser Daraisa, it's an Isser Atzmi. Certain Isseri Daraisa are only Siyogim. So this is Siyog. Rav Nissim Karelitz Shalita in his Chut HaShani in Siman Chof Aleph, page Lamed Zayin, he's Marech Lochiach that the Isser Istaklus is not an Isser Atzmi. Rather, it's a Harchoka in order that one should be Miskarev La'Avera, and he proves this from Lashon of the Rambam. And he says, if it's an Isser Atzmi, how is it mutter to look at Ishto Nida? If it's an Isser of Harchaka, so he'll be mutter to her later. But if it's an Isser Atzmi, how's it mutter to look at Ishto Nida b'makom samagulim? And those revealed places in her body, one's allowed to enjoy looking at his Nida wife in the revealed, not in her normally covered parts, but in the revealed parts. Also, there's a Mandi Omar, which we don't paskin like, that it's mutter for another person to look at a kala all 7 days, l'chaibav al baila, what a beautiful girl. If it's an Isser Atzmi, how's it mutter to be mustakal al akala? And also from the Maisa with Rav Gidl, he would sit Bishari Tvila. If it's an Isser Atzmi, how's he allowed to do that? So even though it's not an Isser Atzmi, but the Chut HaShani still says and proves that it's an Isser Daraisa, just a Harchaka. However, in the Sefer Torah Istaklus, that's one of the classical Svarim today on the Inyanei Istaklus by Rav Yamin Zilber, Rav Yamin Atzadik, he writes, Lefi Rambam, the Isser Istaklus, an Isser Daraisa, so it's an Isser Atzmi. Besides the Isser of Nishmarta, not to come to hear her, but it's also an Isser Atzmi, just the looking itself is an Isser, not only is a Geder. And he brings from the Mesillas Yesharim, Lashon umishum znusu shenasar kochol inyanei aznus chutz migufa shal maisa shabashen lakaris umisus beis and asurim im iser atzma mavad yosem gamken gormim mevim lissar rishon atzma. So not only do they bring you to iser, but they're themselves inherently aser. And it says, the Torah Sestakla says, it's mavor in the Gemara. It says in the Gemara, tov ma'arei naim b'isha yosem migufa shal maisa, better looking than doing the maisa. So writes in the Sefer Omani Choma, Peliyoitz also says that in Erech Re'iya. It says, Re'iya mevili dehira avera filin lo avar. Etzim ha-Re'iya is aser. So you see a machlokas nachronim. Is it an Isser Atzmi or is it a harchaka? Not to do the ma'isa, but either way it's aser. Either way it's aser according to many Doraisa. We continue. Hamiskavein lehistakel al nashim bofen aser makinos makas mardus. That if somebody paskins the Rambam, perchaval falachabeis tor shulchan aruch, if somebody has kavana to be mistakel al arayis, so in a Torah he's not getting malchus, but midrabanan he gets makas mardus. Today we don't give it, but that's what he should be getting. Mishaino Makabal Atzmali Shamar Mistaklas Asura, Nikra Mumrla Dover Echad, Venimne Im Harishaim. If somebody doesn't accept upon himself this Isser of Istaklas, like some people, they're pirates, they don't go to the beach, they watch the movies, they're pirates in Istaklas. Such a person is called a mummer, an apostate for this Isser. And he is in the category of Rishayim, Rachmana Litzlan. And if somebody wants to guard himself from Riyasura, and then a woman is coming towards him, and he knows that he's going to look at her, so what does he want to do? He has a sefer with him. What man doesn't walk around with a sefer? So he wants to cover his eyes with the sefer. Is that okay or not? Is that a bizayon and sefer? So Rabbi Avram Pelagi, and his Sefer Sham Avram discusses this, and he says that if you can learn from the Sefer, then it's fine. Let's say you can learn from the Sefer. If you can open it up, put it in front of your eyes and start learning, it's gevaldik. What about if you can't? Is that a bizayon ha-sefer? So, a person's going to be over on the Isser Doraisa of looking at a woman, why not use the sefer? But such a person, maybe it's more covered to be mizgaber on himself and just look away, run in the other direction. Somebody who is nichshal b'riyas asuros, Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva that it's mechuper b'dmos palgei mayim yordu eina lo shamru sarasecha. Doesn't say lo shamarti sarasecha lo shamaru. And the eyes cry because the eyes did the sin. So you see, with the same avery sin, he has to do a tikkun. Another way is yinadei chena me'enav. He just wants to go to sleep and close his eyes. So sometimes a person afflicts his eyes a little bit, he stays awake some more, and that should be a kapara. It's a big tikkun. Get up early, go to sleep a little later. So these are serious averis. Also, a person should be makabel upon himself to learn the halachas. A person is nichshel, takes upon himself to learn the halachas. We said such a person is called a mumer l'davar echad, so emerges from the yisod of Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva Shara Aleph Osios Vav and Ches. The Chidah writes in Avodas HaKodesh, because Rabbeinu Yonah the mistakel b'nashim hu rasha l'davar echad zeh min adin. Just by looking, he's a rasha. Amru Chazal, Tov Mari Naim Bi Shiosa Meguf Shal Maisa. As I'll say, just looking is better than the Guf HaMaisa. Therefore, you have to be very careful not to look. We have a lot more to say on this topic. There's loads and loads of material. And I'm hoping, and it's Hashem should give us the koach and the moach, that we should be able to continue these shiurim and understand the halachas and be mischazik in the halachas and everything v'simcha v'tuv lev of meirov kol, always v'simcha v'ahava, not in a nervous type of way, not in a neurotic type of way, just in a simchadik way that we're holy and we're pure. So that's the avoda. Shalom, shalom, sweet.